the telephone. 9 minutes to 9 o'clock. David Tennant's choices for the Gobsmackers. The boy did well then, yeah?
I think he did okay.
I think he passed the Gobsmacker test.
First go.
What do you think, Al?
Yeah, enjoyed.
Yeah, there's Desert Island Disc, the warm-up, and then there's the Gobsmackers, which is the real deal here. Georgie in Whitney says, Chris, you haven't spoiled too much of the film. David's being very hard on you. It's a remake anyway.
Is it?
David Tennant is playing the same role as Roddy McDowall. Is that true?
Well, it's a reimagining. I don't think my character has quite the same plot twist that Roddy McDowall enjoyed.
A reimagining, don't you love that? By the way, I watched the original of Against All Odds yesterday morning. You know,
oh,
the
yes.
black and white film?
I'll go with that, yeah.
Starring Robert Mitchum and Kirk Douglas. We talked about on the radio.
Did you curl up with some toast?
I got myself ready. 20 to 12, BBC Two yesterday morning. The original of Against All Odds. It was called Get My Thing to Hang Myself With.
No, wasn't it?
Raise the Gallows.
Build My Gallows High is what
something
you're talking
like that,
about.
Yeah. Anyway, it was dull as ditchwater, I've got to be honest with you.
Yeah, but Robert Mitchum, love him. He couldn't act.
It was dull as ditchwater. Deborah McNeil says in Aberdeen, Chris, you haven't ruined the film for me. Still going to watch it, still laughing. Well, bless you guys. Bless you so much. David Tennant, Claire Hunter says on Twitter, Real City.
Yeah.
It was Joe Wiley's Saturday show.
I knew that.
David appeared on. It was on Radio 2. I remember because I was decorating at the time.
There you go. I was right. I should have had the courage of my convictions.
How did the decorating turn out?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's find out more. Can you please get back in touch with us, Claire Hunter?
Send a picture.
Currently trying to contact Joe Wiley to get her on the air to ask her if you were her baptism as far as...
Oh, she doesn't let me down.
Our city was concerned. And let's talk now about you helping us out in our lives, David Tennant, as an actor. Right. Come on, now, give the rest of us some tips. How do we act more confidently?
Oh, why? I have no idea.
But you're an actor and you're really good at it.
Yeah, only if I'm supplied with a script at all times. I can't do it off my own bat.
Come on, how do we do confidence? How do we pull the wool over people's ears?
I can't believe Chris Evans is asking me that, really.
Oh, this is all front, you know that.
Well, that's what it is, though.
I'm a withering, dithering wreck.
Confidence is only ever front, I'm
all right,
sure.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
When you feel a little bit emotional, too emotional,
yeah.
and you want to bat those emotions back because it's going to ruin what you really want to say, how do you get rid of that?
Do you know, I actually do have a hint for that. And do you know where I got it from? Esther Ranson. I remember her when I was a kid talking about doing this, that's life. And somebody interviewed her and said, what do you do when you want to cry? And she said, I dig my fingernails into the palm of my hand and it just stops me going and I can carry on. And she's absolutely right.
So you've done that?
I have done that.
So you've got...
You can also stop you laughing at the wrong moment as well.
So the first tip is you've got to grow
just
your fingernails.
Just keep your fingernails slightly long and just dig them into the palm of your hand.
Right, we're getting back into the vampire theme again. He always brings it back to the movie Fright Night. Out soon.
I'm
go see
very
it.
On message.
He's brilliant in it and he's cut. I like there's no tomorrow. Opens in America over the weekend. Big weekend for this film. Will it be a hit? They'll find out on Monday, Tuesday morning. That's a lot of pressure, isn't it,
really?
Then? I mean, you know, you do a travel bulletin. You say, Chris, how was that?
Was that okay, Chris?
I said, I think it'll play. I think it played.
Yeah,
I think people like it.
Yeah,
I think it, you know, it could go to on your greatest hits.
I guess if Britain gets snarled up, then you've failed, right? I guess
thanks for that, David. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that how...
Who booked this guy?
You know, that's surely how you've got to have a way of judging your...
I'd like to point out, I'm not the cause of the traffic.
No.
I'm just
nor
trying
is your
to
symptom.
Help.
Okay.
Yeah. When Britain gets styled up, that's when we need...
Yes.
We need the traffic jam slayer. That's what we need.
That's why I'm always here.
Her parents.
Yeah. It was ugly, frankly. It was really ugly.
Yeah.
She's back. That's
why
you're
always in leather trousers and, you know, I'm very cut.
By the way, what a great look. Leather topped off with tweed.
Does it work?
Oh, completely.
Yeah. It's a very nice jacket.
Thank you.
I do
you're
like
very
that.
Kind.
Yeah. Alison on the text, 88291, today's top tenuous subject, please.
It is Mr. David Tennant.
Oh, hello.
So he's live here. Your desperate claims to David's fame, please. We'll do that after the news. And we'll do the news after the travel. We'll do the travel after the sport, which is now with Alison.
And Tottenham thrashed Hearts.